My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about why you don't get what you wish for.
So it's funny, in marketing, a lot of people wish that they can rank number one for any term. They wish that they can generate a positive ROAS with their paid media. In entrepreneurship, people wish that they can create a multi-billion dollar unicorn company. And what's funny is, and you may even have wishes for your personal life, the reason most people don't get their wishes is because they dream about them and they don't actually execute to try and go and obtain what their goals are or their quote unquote wishes are.
Yep. So I think there's a couple of things here. I mean, execution's one piece of it. You see a lot of people talking about, oh, I want to start this business. I want to start this course. And then when you look at their actions, they're maybe posting Instagram stories and then they're maybe chilling on a boat or like at the beach or something like that. Right. And for whatever reason, you don't see the momentum pick up for them. It's just because their actions aren't mapping their ambitions, right? A lot of people talk about game because it's cool to be an entrepreneur now. It's cool to have a startup, right? So execution is one big piece of it. The second piece I would say is you have to combine it with patience, because we've talked about this in the past, but typically it takes 3 years to have a successful, build a successful audience or start to get traction with your business, right? I've seen that time and time again. So has Neil. So a level of patience, and you can really be like the 1% of the 1% of the 1%. If you have a super long time horizon, right? People are like, oh, I want to plan for like the exit when they start their business. They're not thinking in decades in terms of their time horizon. But when you think about the best investors in the world, like a Charlie Munger or Warren Buffett, they're in their 90s right now and they're doing this and they're having fun. It's because their time horizon is infinite, right? And if you play infinite games, you're going to have a much different outcome and a much different mindset than other people that are playing short-term games.
What did Bill Gates say? Is something around like most people overestimate what they can get done in like a year or two, but they underestimate what they can get done in a decade. 10 years?
Yep.
right? It was some time horizon like that. But it's spot on. It's really hard to hit goals and objectives within a year because shit goes wrong that you can't control. Excuse my language. But in the long run, it's much more easier to hit what you're trying to accomplish. And a lot of people just give up. But that also comes down to passion too. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, you're more likely to quit and not put in the time and effort. And you got to be willing to slog it out and spend the 16, 17 hour days and just keep going 7 days a week. You got to be willing to put time during Christmas to get what you want and work and, you know, not spend as much time with your family or your kids or your parents or your siblings. But that's just the reality of it. And a lot of people aren't willing to make the sacrifices either. And if you're not willing to make the sacrifices, you won't get what you're wishing for.
And by the way, some people might be pushing back saying, oh my God, what, like work-life balance and all that. Like to Neil's point, the key word there is sacrifice, right? You don't have to do this if that's not what you want, but just understand that the people that have built really big businesses or even just successful businesses that take care of their families, they've gone through a lot of sacrifice in the beginning. They paid the price and then they kind of reap the rewards later, right? So, you know, they work those 70 to 80 hours a week in the beginning. They got the scar tissue and that's the ticket to success, right? It's not saying you have to do it forever because Neil's lifestyle has changed quite a bit. So has mine. And the final thing I'll say from my side is you're not going to get what you wish for if you are not curious, right? So what that leads to is you're not going to be open to reading new things. You're not going to be open to talking to new people and implementing new strategies or tactics. You're going to try to do it all on your own. You're not going to be curious about how to figure out how to hire the best people and how to figure out how to build the best culture. If you stay closed-minded, that's like a trickle-down effect, right? That's a mindset thing. So as long as you stay curious, you're going to be fine there. Neil, anything else from your side?
That's it. Be patient. Take your licks in the short run. Long run will be much better.
All right, marketingschool.io/training if you want more secrets on starting or growing your dream business, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Badeda. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.